The report was months in the making, involving numerous individuals and stakeholders, conducted by the Aspen Institute and backed by the Community Foundation for Greater Buffalo and Ralph C. Wilson Foundation. It was released Thursday at City Honors High School. The report is known as State of Play and covers 8 Western New York counties. It reveals that 84% of parents believe it's important for their kids to be involved in sports, but only 16% of Western New York kids are physically active at least 1 hour per day. The report offers 8 strategies to encourage more youth participation. It begins by asking the kids, "What do you want?" Tom Ferry is executive director of the Sports and Society Program at the Aspen Institute. While many parents complain about the length of time children spend playing video games, Ferry explains how and why video games have engaged the kids.
They give kids a competition experience that they want. There's lots of action. There's lots of access to the action. There's room for experimentation. You start and stop when you want. You're playing with your friends, either in person or over the headset.
Sports, meanwhile, have become more structured, with more parental involvement and control. Mary Wilson, widow of the late Buffalo Bills founder and owner Ralph Wilson, says the report reveals an alarming trend, the virtual disappearance of free play among kids in the neighborhood.
You know, it was great riding my bike, running in the neighborhood, playing neighborhood football until my mother put a tennis racket in my hand. And so it was a great way to grow up. Now kids are not playing as much in their neighborhoods, and that was an interesting finding.
Among the youth athletes who provided thoughts for the report is 14-year-old Kaylee Alvarez. She's a synchronized swimmer with the Tonawanda Aquettes. She was asked, where is there room for improvement?
I know a lot of sports, like, to be on the team, you have to, like, pay a lot, so it's kind of hard for some people to join the teams and stay on the teams. So I feel like it'd probably be easier if it didn't cost as much money.
Indeed, money has also become a factor keeping many kids out of sports. But Ferry says it should not have to be that way. He points to soccer as an example, noting that countless poor kids play it worldwide.
It's a ball being kicked around in an alley or on a futsal court or on a beach or on a, you know, a rough field with a goal that may or may not have a net, extremely low cost. However, in the United States and in this region here, somehow we've turned this into a game where some parents are stroking checks north of $2,000 a year to have their kids play soccer.
Many parents spend that kind of money, thinking it increases their chances of getting their kids noticed for scholarship opportunities. But the report suggests the notion of scoring a scholarship is more myth than reality. In addition to asking kids what they want, the state of play encourages making more room for free play, even among organized teams. For example, allowing a portion of practice when the kids determine what to do. Clotilde Perez-Bodie-Diedecker, president and CEO of Community Foundation for Greater Buffalo, says there are opportunities to learn leadership and social skills with free play.
Sports should be fun. Sports are about physical activity. They're about learning how to play and work with others. And they're about developing a lifelong commitment to staying active and developing that habit and that behavior.
Not only is free play encouraged, so too is sports sampling. In the next installment, we'll hear a former NFL star who supports playing multiple sports and believes specializing kids in just one is a mistake. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.